USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Three U.S. service members and a contractor killed in an attack near Bagram Air Force Base in Afghanistan. Three other Americans injured in the explosion late yesterday. The Taliban has since claimed responsibility. There are now 18 Democrats running for the White House in 2020. Congressman Eric Swalwell making the announcement last night on The Late Show with Stephen Colbert on CBS.
I talked to kids who sit in their classroom afraid that they'll be the next victim of gun violence. And they see Washington doing nothing about it after the moments of silence. And they see lawmakers who love their guns more than they love our kids. And none of that is going to change until we get a leader who is willing to go big on the issues we take on, be bold in the solutions we offer, and do good in the way that we govern.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
It's amazing but true. When it comes to one of America's biggest household expenditures, health care, a lot of people think they've got no choice. People are used to thinking we have to do it this way, but they don't. Yes, you have the freedom to choose an alternative with your health care. It's MediShare, and it costs way less than the alternatives. The typical family saves $500 a month, not a year, a month. And if you're single, this can save you a lot, too. And let's face it, a big reason MediShare is 400,000 people strong, it just works. They've shared over $3 billion in medical bills, so they can help share your needs, too. Joining MediShare for so many people is one of those things that makes you say, why didn't I do this before? So yes, the time has come for something better. Look into joining MediShare and see why so many people are opting out of the old way and into the new. Why not look into this? Just call 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM. 855-90-PSALM.
White House hopeful and South Bend, Indiana Mayor Pete Buttigieg is calling out Republican Vice President Mike Pence for Pence's continued opposition to same-sex marriage. Buttigieg, who is married, says,
if you got a problem with who I am, your problem is not with me. Your quarrel, sir, is with my creator.
Buttigieg made the comments at the LGBTQ Victory Fund brunch in Washington yesterday, saying that his marriage to his husband has made him a better man and has brought him closer to God. President Trump is tapping James Murray to head up the U.S. Secret Service. Murray's a career member of the service and will replace Randolph Allis, who found himself out of a job yesterday after a recent security breach at the president's Mar-a-Lago resort in Florida. Last night, the Virginia Cavaliers pulled off an overtime victory over Texas Tech to clinch the NCAA Men's Basketball Championship. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
The best sleep of my life has been since I got a MyPillow and since I got my Giza Dream sheets. I have to tell you, I've slept in some great hotels in my time, but nothing like these Giza Dreams sheets. Now go to MyPillow.com, click on the Giza Dreams sheets special, you'll find out all about them, and use my promo code USA to get 30% off and free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Giza Dreams sheets special, use my promo code USA.
A House committee is to grill Attorney General William Barr today as the AG will be making his first congressional appearance since receiving the final Mueller report on the Russia investigation. Barr recently sent Congress a four-page summary of the special counsel's findings about possible cooperation between the Trump campaign and Russia, but Democrats continue to demand access to the full, unredacted report. Honda's recalling over 320,000 Acura SUVs. It says water can get into the taillights and make them short out and stop working. Most of the affected SUVs sold in North America. That recall covers the luxury Acura MDX for the 2014 through 2019 model years. The Small Business Optimism Index for March is up. The latest index, just released this morning, shows a tenth of a point increase during February. It's an indication that small businesses are driving economic growth again after January's government shutdown temporarily rattled the small business sector. And a new app is aiming to track hate crimes the FBI might miss. It's called the Hate Incident Reporting System, developed by the University of Utah. It allows users across the nation to document all incidents of hate, from assaults to slurs to just words written on a bathroom wall. Find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.